sitting on the sidelines or on the fence, cribbing and moaning is a lost opportunity. In fact, I don't know how people who engage in that don't commit suicide.
Et à quoi vous a servi, Monsieur Artaud, cette radiodiffusion?
You have to reset the brain. It's not somewhere in magical space.
What is the treatment then? When you're aware that this chemical imbalance is persisting,
yes.
What do you do?
You've got to get help because this is a life-threatening condition.
The scientists are hard at work trying to work this out.
Months following this regime, the shit is hardly cleared. How much longer counting moments, as if measured in years, to give the mind to chemistry, to numb it to the truth, hurts more than the bitter feeling that joy is but a fluke. Nothing lives, nothing more than greatness is what we're yearning for. Nothing lives, nothing more than greatness is what we're working toward.
Private and confidential. Dear Mr. Tai, I refer to the request which you made under the Freedom of Information Act 1997 for access to records held by this agency and apologies for the delay. In response to your request, I have decided to grant your request to all your records. Copy of notes. Dylan Tai, patient 172064. Date of birth, 10th of the 1st, 1978. October 2009. Dear Dr. On Call, grateful if you could send an urgent appointment to the above, who's been feeling low for the past few months. Fleeting TSH but no active plans. Works as an actor, director. Was diagnosed with bipolar in 2004. Was on Effexor 150 and Epilum 500 at night. However, has not been on any medication for past few years. I've started him on Cymbalta 60 milligrams daily and would value your assessment.
When you're depressed, where do you want to go? Nowhere. Who do you feel like seeing? No one. Depression hurts in so many ways. Sadness, loss of interest, anxiety. Cymbalta can help. Cymbalta is a prescription medication that treats many symptoms of depression. Tell your doctor right away if your depression worsens, you have unusual changes in behavior, or thoughts of suicide. Antidepressants can increase these in children, teens, and young adults. Cymbalta is not approved for children under 18. People taking MAOIs or thyridazine or with uncontrolled glaucoma should not take Cymbalta. Taking it with NSAID pain relievers, aspirin, or blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Severe liver problems, some fatal.
November 2009. Background. 30-year-old actor was diagnosed previously by Dr. K.S. 2004 with bipolar affective disorder and prescribed sodium valproate and venlafaxine. Presenting complaint. High levels of anxiety with panic attacks every few days.
So how do you actually reset him so that he doesn't have panic attacks?
Resetting is a good word. That's exactly what mental health care does nowadays. It identifies the issue and it can address it both chemically and psychologically. But whether you use chemical or psychological means, you're actually addressing a change in the brain function.
Anergia and anhedonia. Occasional thoughts of death, but no active suicidal ideation or intent. No symptoms suggestive of psychosis. Works as a theatre director and has found last two projects in Dublin very challenging in regards to his symptoms. Over the summer, had a two-month period of elation and intense energy, where sleep was down to 4 hours per night. Has had full-blown manic episodes in the past, last one circa 2003. Generally has several depressive or sub-depressive periods each year, with one manic or hypomanic episode lasting weeks. Social history. Lives alone. non-drinker since last year. Modulated alcohol and diet to help with symptoms, he says. Dabbled in cocaine, ecstasy, mushrooms and cannabis occasionally in past, but was never a regular user and has not taken illicit substances recently.
All illicit drugs today, basically, were at one point prescribed and promoted by physicians. So it's not merely the fact that they're not licit or illegal today that puts them in a special chemical class. A lot of the drugs that we take given by doctors are just as addictive, if you want to use that word, or just as destructive as drugs that are illicit or illegal.
No relationship longer than 3 months in the last 5 years. Financially impecunious enough to be concerned about the cost of prescription. Medication. Duloxetine, 60 milligrams daily for 1 week. Is generally concerned about sexual side effects such as delayed ejaculation with meds.
I believe there's always almost a symmetrical price, if you will, to pay for the cost of completely slowing down your behavior or jacking it up or stimulating yourself. There's always a cost that the organism, you know, pays. Is it like an equal and opposite reaction?
So you have a kind of almost like an anti-progress. The more that scientists study the brain and mind, the more confused they become about how they work.
I won't survive much more of this again. I need to get right back to Zen. In my playing pen, I've seen every shrink there is to see. Tried every pill and recipe for a new psychology. But I can't tell if what I see in the mirror is an image of a human being or just the ghost of me.
Past psychiatric history. See 2004 letter from Dr. S. April 2004. Dear Dr. I saw your patient, Mr. Dylan Tai. He told me that he'd been depressed for years, that on and off he'd been on pills. He's tried everything and nothing works. He is on his current medication of Effexor 75 milligrams daily for 9 weeks. He was previously on Ciroxat 5 years ago and about 40 milligrams. He currently feels in despair, hopeless, no will to live, sleeping excessively, withdrawn, tears and sadness, although the tears have reduced on the Effexor. He feels each day is another one to get through. His concentration is off and his memory is poor. He is working as an actor and coping with that. His appetite is not great. His sense of self-esteem is much reduced, as is his confidence. His decision-making is bad. Life is not worth living. He had suicidal thoughts but no ideas or attempts or intent. He sees the future is pretty bleak. He feels tense and anxious and sometimes feels panicky with racing heart and sweats. He has feelings of impending doom. He has no headaches. He has some paranoid feelings that people are talking about him. He has no auditory or visual hallucinations, no thought disorder, no ideas of reference, no obsessive features. In addition to this, Mr. Tai told me that he'd experienced periods of elation or mania in the past 2 years. Mainly they've lasted 2 to 3 weeks. There is no trigger and it ends with a depressive crash. His last elation episode was in September, October. In them, he will overspend and go 70 or 80 hours without sleeping. He has constant ideas, pressure of speech. He will do 100 things at the same time, taking on too much work and having some mad holidays. He doesn't think his childhood was happy while he was depressed. No abuse. 2009. Mental state examination. Polite, calm and appropriate. Good rapport and eye contact. Mood objective low. Affect reactive. Speech normal rate and tone. Low volume. No current suicidal ideation or intent. No evidence of psychosis. Insight and cognition good. Risk assessment. Low risk of self-harm. Analysis. 30-year-old man with a history of bipolar affective disorder. no real reason to question diagnosis. Unmedicated for a few years and has become unwell. Possible rapid cycling component. Care plan. Discontinue duloxetine and commence reboxetine 4 mg OD for 1 week, then 4 mg BD. It is the antidepressant least associated with sexual side effects, thus more likely to produce good adherence. Consider Epilum as a prophylactic mood stabilizer at next appointment in 4 weeks.
An emergency appointment in a prefab down a corridor. A man staring back at me. A version of the enemy. He gave me a prescription from a book. Told me to keep my chin up. Without a thought of making sense of a life of disappointments. I never want to go back there again. I never want to go back there again. I never want to go back there again. I never want to go anywhere near that place again.
Emergency from Dylan Tighe's debut album, Record.
In the last 25 years, we've become increasingly convinced that our emotional lives, our subjective lives, are nothing more than accidental byproducts of neurochemical events over which we have little or no control.
They say we have an imbalance, a chemical imbalance. Broken brains.
Dear listeners, the actors for tonight's realization, Aoife Duffin and Daniel Reardon.
You wanted to see me, Doctor.
Have you seen Mr. Tighe today, Aoife?
No, not yet.
Then I'll fill you in on his history. Mr. Tighe is an actor and was rehearsing the role of Hamlet in a contemporary production of Hamlet by an Irish company, Pan Pan Theatre. In the middle of the third day of rehearsals, he fell silent and looked around as if in surprise. He remained quiet for a minute. Afterwards, he excused himself by saying he was overcome by sickness. The next day, he rang and told the director that he was too depressed to continue, that he was so anxious that he couldn't even see the page properly. He said he was so disappointed, as he had thought he was perfect for the role due to his own experience of depression, but that now he was just too depressed to act depressed, that he felt worse even than Hamlet himself, and that he couldn't continue. He asked the director to explain to the cast that he could not continue due to his depressed state, and apologized to the director for putting him in such a position. When his mother went in the following day, he was still in bed. He was awake, but didn't answer questions and didn't move. He's been like this for 3 months and fits all the criteria, a depressive episode on a bipolar basis. I suggested he keep a mood chart and described how to do this. I suggested that he go on a mood stabilizer and stay on his current antidepressant. He agreed with this, and I increased his Effexor to 150 milligrams XL in the mornings. I put him on Epilum 500 milligrams at night. Regarding his mental state, he's a 25-year-old man who is casually dressed. He's about 5'6" in height, weighs about 10 to 11 stone. He's bearded. Mood looked sad, slightly paranoid. Any questions, Aoife? No? Then you can go in to Mr. Tighe.
Good morning, Mr. Tighe. My name is Aoife. I've been hired to be in your radio play to look after you for a while. Perhaps I should tell you about myself. I'm 24, engaged. I got my nursing certificate 2 years ago. Here's the dinner tray. Do you want to raise your head? Is it okay like that?
So, Eva, what's your first impression?
His eyes. He's got such a severe look.
Did something frighten you?
No, but maybe he should have a nurse who's older and more experienced. Experienced in life. I may not cope.
Cope?
Mentally. I mean, what if Mr. Tai's silence is the result of a decision, a defence mechanism rather than a disease? In that case, it's a decision that shows great mental strength. Perhaps I'm not up to it.
Aoife, Mr. Tai has a disorder, a chemical imbalance, a deficiency of serotonin and dopamine. It's a matter of chemistry, not of decisions. We must make sure that Mr. Tai remains compliant with his care plan so that we can reach the target dosage. Okay?
Yes, Doctor. It's just a suggestion, but perhaps it would help if you granted Mr. Tai access to his records. We might get a better response from him that way.
I can't see how that will make any difference, but if you insist...
Has anyone ever told you that you had a biochemical imbalance? Did you go to the doctor feeling anxious or stressed or depressed and have him say, oh, yeah, it's genetic, it's biochemical, you need a psychiatric drug? We don't have any evidence that any routine psychiatric problem, from anxiety to depression and even schizophrenia, has anything to do with a biochemical imbalance.
It's very powerful when you tell people that science says this or that. Because then they think, well, there's nobody's, this is objective, there's nobody's point of view back there. It's just what science says. And the pharmaceutical industry has managed to take some very powerful science, neurochemistry in particular, and essentially hijack it, use it to create an idea about depression as a biochemical problem that this is not unlike an infection, or as they often compare it, you hear it compared to diabetes, which requires their drug to fix. And that if you don't fix it with their drug, if you're a consumer, then you're just being perverse. And if you are a healthcare provider and you don't fix it with their drug, then you are negligent.
Good evening, Mr. Tai. How are you feeling? I've got some good news for you. You'll be happy to know they have granted access to all your records. I'll just leave them over here. Shall I turn on the radio? Pink Floyd. Do you like Pink Floyd too, Mr. Tai? I'm interested in music and theatre too. I have a real admiration for artists. I think art has an enormous importance in life, especially for people who have problems of some kind. But I shouldn't talk to you about things like that. Would you like me to put on one of your records? I'll see if I can find something nice. The soundtrack to Betty Blue. I love that record. May I put it on, Mr. Tai?
They've been looking for genes for bipolar disorder since around 1973, I think, was the first published study. So here we are, 35 years later, and they're still scratching their heads. They're still doing studies, and they're still not finding them. You know, they can't keep continuing to fail to find genes forever. You know, the genes are not there, in my opinion, and it can't go on forever and ever. They're going to spend billions of dollars looking for genes that don't. That they continue not to find them. So at some point, you know, those cracks in the paradigm are going to get larger.
Good night, Mr. Tai. Sleep well.
I got diagnosed with four different chemical imbalances and diseases of the brain called mental illness. And psychiatrists have never taken my pulse.
Hello? Is there anybody in there? Just nod if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on now. I hear you're feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax. I'll need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? Okay. Just a little pinprick. But you may feel a little sick. I do believe it's working. Good. That'll keep you going through the show.
...2010. Patient 172064. Phone call from Dylan, who accidentally took 16 milligrams of reboxetine today instead of 8 milligrams. Notes mild sluggishness but no dizziness, racing heartbeat or palpitations. Otherwise feels well. Note maximum daily dosage is 12 milligrams. Advised to attend A&E if he developed dizziness, palpitations or rapid heartbeat. Slight improvement in mood. Notes dry mouth, mild blurred vision and some sexual side effects, otherwise well. Currently working and finds it stressful. No signs or symptoms of elation. Sleep and appetite unchanged. Calm and appropriate. Mood mildly subdued, effect reactive. No evidence of psychosis. No suicidal ideation or intent. Reasonably stable in context of ongoing titration. Care plan. Lamotrigine 25 mg OD for 2 weeks, followed by 25 mg BD for 2 weeks, then 50 mg BD until the next appointment. Side effects discussed including rash. Ask to contact us immediately if this occurs. Continue reboxetine.
Lamotrigine is a prescription medication which is available both as a generic drug and under the brand name Lamictal. No one is exactly sure how this anticonvulsant works, but it is believed to calm excitable, overactive neurons in the brain that can lead to a seizure. It can also be used in conjunction with other medications to treat bipolar disorder. Do not suddenly stop taking this medication, as seizures or bipolar disorder can return quickly. Tell your doctor immediately if you experience a rash, fever, swelling of the lips and tongue, or any other significant changes.
Veins full of lamotrigine. Mouth as dry as chalk. I read the list of side effects. Convinced I have them all. Reality is just a feeling. The conscious mind again to deal with every disappointment. The goal's always the same.
The right to happiness was always thought of as a right to dignity, among other things. And when you convince people that their actual experience, that their history, their most profound subjectivity, is nothing but the outcome of biochemical accidents, you're really robbing them of their dignity, at least in the way we've thought about human dignity since at least the Enlightenment. It's important to extend to people the dignity of their own history.
2010. Dylan reports some improvement in mood since starting lamotrigine. Dose has been tapered up gradually, currently on 50 milligrams BD. Reports side effects such as poor concentration, cannot recall lines, is an actor, poor coordination and sexual side effects. Describes feeling detached and numb on the medication, whereas before he started medication he felt low. Worried about how he will function in work as has a new project coming up. Discussed increasing dose, which given Dylan's concerns and reported side effects doesn't seem to be a good idea at present. If side effects settle, dose could be increased at next appointment if mood remains low. Reports loss of enjoyment, but can go and see a play and enjoy it. Reports poor concentration as cannot learn lines as well, but can watch a 90-minute play and focus on it. Reports feeling hopeless at times and has had fleeting thoughts about not wanting to be alive, but has never made any plans to harm himself. Objective. Appearance and behaviour. Well-kempt bearded man. Pleasant in interaction. Poor eye contact at times. Speech. Normal tone, rate and volume. Thoughts, perception and cognitive functions. Some hopelessness. No TSH. Nil psychotic. Good insight. No evidence of cognitive dysfunction. Risk assessment. Some thoughts of hopelessness but no suicidal ideation or intent. Analysis. Remains low. In view of reported side effects which are impacting Dylan's ability to function, won't increase dose of lamotrigine today. Side effects notebook. 9th of November, lost, anxious. 11th, dazed. 13th, high anxiety, out of body. 14th, aggressive feelings. 16th, crying, blurred vision. 17th, fatigue, hopelessness. 19th, eyesight problems. 27th, premature ejaculation, burning of penis. 30th, short-term memory loss, difficulty finding words. 1st of December, reduced orgasm, non-release of sperm, anger. 3rd, incomplete ejaculation. 5th, increased heart rate, shortness of breath, totally listless. 6th, racing heartbeat, thumping, feeling contaminated, withdrawals even when on them. 10th, difficulty recalling information. 13th of January, out of breath, detached, difficulty writing, loss of taste, change in body temperature, severe fatigue, body stiffness, lack of coordination of speech, writing, memory. 15th, desperate loneliness, writing problems, anger. 8th of February, when stressed or aroused, a very strange feeling like being zapped, still urinary and ejaculation problems. 14th, cognition problems in rehearsals. 25th, thoughts out of sync with utterance, difficulty maintaining erection, premature ejaculation, no libido.
Dylan, I know your recent acting experiences have been traumatic, but I thought we could all help you try just reading some Hamlet, just to begin to gently ease yourself back into the acting again. Dr. Dan will read Polonius, I'll read Guildenstern, and the sound engineer will read Rosencrantz. Can we give it a try, Dylan? I thought maybe we could help you to be Hamlet again. Can we just go from Act 2, Scene 2, from the line, "Though this be madness."
Though this be madness, yet there is method in it. Will you walk out of the air, my lord?
Into my grave.
Indeed, that is out of the air. How pregnant sometimes his replies are. A happiness that often madness hits on, which reason and sanity could not so prosperously be delivered of. My honourable lord, I will most humbly take my leave of you.
You cannot, sir, take from me anything that I will more willingly part with all except my life, except my life.
Dylan, maybe that's a little bit too much like yourself. Could you try it again this time and maybe just try being a bit more dramatic, a bit more psychological?
You cannot, sir, take from me anything that I will more willingly part with all, except my life, except my life, except my life.
You go to seek the Lord Hamlet. There he is.
What's the news?
None, my lord, but that the world's grown honest.
Then is doomsday near? God, I could be bounded in a nutshell and count myself a king of infinite space, were it not that I have bad dreams.
Let's say tonight I stop sleeping for the next 4 days. I will be psychotic by the fourth day. It's guaranteed. It will happen.
Yeah, that's one of the things that really shows that this is a continuum of experience. It's not there are the crazy people with the broken brains, and then the rest of us, anyone can really go psychotic under the wrong circumstances, especially
absolutely.
Sleep deprivation.
Absolutely.
I have of late, but wherefore I know not, lost all my mirth, forgone all custom of exercise. And indeed it goes so heavily with my disposition that this goodly frame, the earth, seems to me a sterile promontory. This most excellent canopy, the air, look you, this brave o'erhanging firmament, this majestical roof fretted with golden fire, why, it appears no other thing to me than a foul and pestilent congregation of vapours. What a piece of work is man! How noble in reason, how infinite in faculty, in form and moving how express and admirable, in action how like an angel, in apprehension how like a god, the beauty of the world, the paragon of animals. And yet to me what is this quintessence of dust? Man delights not me, no, nor woman neither, though by your smiling you seem to say so.
Well done, Dylan.
Returned phone call to Dylan Tai-Hurang requesting advice as to how to safely stop his medication. Dylan reports that it's causing poor concentration, memory problems, muscular aches and fatigue, as well as sexual side effects. Wants to stop taking it. Unwilling to consider taking other medication. Reports that he doesn't think that any medication will help and is willing to take the risk of his mental state deteriorating by stopping all medication. Reports that he feels well at the moment. Unwilling to wait until next appointment in 2 weeks to discuss this further. Advised how to safely stop taking the medication should be decide to do so. Advised to reduce reboxetine by 4 mg for 1 week, then to stop altogether. Advised to gradually reduce lamotrigine by 25 mg each week, and then stop.
Well, the actual kind of, I think the message we should be taking from this, Pat, is that we in the mental health community have to find alternatives to drugs. It can't be just that drugs are the answer to the whole situation. Mm. We have to be imaginative. And this is what I think is informing a lot of the debate at the moment, is the rise of what's called the recovery approach within mental health circles. It's arguing for that we don't just see mental health problems, thoughts of self-harm, low mood, hearing voices, purely as medical issues, that we need to start thinking wider than that and to see these as human challenges that can be tackled in all sorts of different ways.
2 days after the birth, I was transferred to a psychiatric hospital. I can't remember at all that I had the child. I can't remember that because I had so much drug treatment afterwards, and also I had electroshock.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about how important the music was for you in the recovery time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My soul returned, and then I could appreciate the music again. And now I had something to compose about. I wanted to get the message across some way, you know, and that inspired me then. All my creativity returned. I was very lucky for that, because some people don't get it back as well as I did.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
It feels so warm and well here. I feel like I've never felt in my whole life. You're playing the guitar again. Well, that's a good sign. I'll tell the doctor. May I read you something from my book? And those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music. I had the strangest dream. I was dancing on the beach, and you were there. You were singing one of your songs from your album, that one, Hades. Oh, Dylan, a letter came for you. Should I read it? Dear Mr. Tai, an appointment was scheduled for you to attend the outpatients department on March 1st, which you did not attend. Since then, you have cancelled one appointment and defaulted on another. We wrote to you requesting that you contact us to arrange a further appointment, but this letter has gone unanswered. At this point, with no indication that you are actually unwell, I am discharging you from our service. Should you require a further assessment, please let me know and we will assist you as best we can. There was a song playing in the dream. A Fleetwood Mac song. I love Fleetwood Mac, especially the early stuff. Peter Green, amazing musician. You know, he was given electroshock therapy for years until his family finally took him out of the hospital and helped him to get off all his medication. He's made about 10 albums since then.
What was the song?
I Need Your Love So Bad.
Someone's hand to lead me through the night. I need someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. Now when the night begins, I'm at an end. Because I need your love so bad.
Get focused on what's real. And what's real is our struggles to live, our struggles to be happy, our struggles to overcome childhood problems and adult stresses. Get focused on yourself as a human being who's alive and whose brain is adequate to the tasks ahead.
Ultimately, indeed, science itself is about uncertainty. It's about doubt. It's about debate. It is not about dogma.
When I dance, I don't care about anybody. I just feel the music and it's brilliant. I think it's the best way to live in the moment. 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 Live in the moment.